This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day you've given us the opportunity to be here on the radio. Thank you for each and every one of the listeners that's joined us. I pray you'd bless them, bless their families, Lord. God, I pray in the day and hour we're in, Lord, you'd lead us and guide us. The Bible said into all truths. Lord, we come to you today once again asking you to bless the children's homes, the mission work. Have your will and your way. Lord, I guess really what we're asking that you'd lead us and guide us. I mean, it's your work. It's your doing, Father. We just want to know how to get in it with you and do it right and do it the way you'd have it done and be pleasing unto you. Lord, now we come to you once again asking you for that guidance. Ask you to once again to have your will and your way. Well, thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. Ask you to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria. If you would, pray for all of our missionaries in those countries, as well as Ukraine. And I appreciate everything that the Lord is doing and has been doing. And we're just looking forward to seeing more of the work and the hand of God in all of it. And we sure appreciate your prayers, financial support, everything that you've done for this ministry down through the years. We want to thank you one more time. We'd like to ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing to you.
I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered. From the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but the old ship kept sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship was my captain. I could hear as he called out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion. It will never, never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving. Troubles and trials behind, I'll be safe with Jesus, my captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. At the stern of the ship was my captain. I could hear as he called out my name. Get on board, It's the old ship of Zion. It will never, never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my troubles and trials behind. I'll be safe with Jesus, my captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Thank the Lord. Well, have your Bibles this morning. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 13. I've got a few scriptures I want to read to you this morning, but I really want to start out in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 24. Now, in this chapter, there's eight parables, and not all of these parables are the same. And this one is a little bit different, but anyway, the Bible said, Matthew 13, verse 24, and another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung forth and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From thence then hath it tares. He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye first together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. If you'll notice over here in the beginning, I'm not going to touch on it long, but there's two different things, and I've heard them kindly compared together, but there's not a comparison. You'll find out over in the first part, a sower went forth to sow, and he sowed. Some fell to the wayside, and fowls devoured it. Some fell among stony places. Some fell among thorns. Some fell among good ground. But over here, the Bible said there's another parable, and it's likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. The Bible said, while men slept, his enemy, this man's enemy, come in and sowed tares. The difference in the tares and the wheat is this. For a long time, you cannot tell which is which. When it heads out and you see the fruit of it, you can see the difference and you can tell that one's a tare and one's wheat. And if you can't see today the difference in this. Now, see, over in the first part of this, he's talking about going out and sowing. And I believe this is what he's talking about. I believe he's talking about going out into the field. The Bible talks about it over here a little bit later. The field's the world. Now, he's going out and he's sowing this good seed among mankind. And sometimes that seed falls in thorny places. Sometimes it falls in a place and the fowls of the air carry it off and devour it. And sometimes it falls in stony places. And sometimes it finds good ground. But this one over here in verse 24 on down has nothing to do with that. This has something totally different. This is when Satan, the enemy of Christ, went out and sowed his seed. You'll find that. I want to read just a little bit to you over here in Ezekiel, and I'm going to do a little bit of reading in a couple of different places this morning and read this to you. The Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 11, it said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man,
take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now he's talking to the king of Tyrus. He's talking to Satan, and so he's talking to. See, here's what I want to say about this. I've heard this, and I'm sure that you've heard it many times. If there be a God in heaven, why would he let these bad things happen and take place and all this? I want to say something. It's not God that done that. God set this thing in motion. The heavens and the earth declare his glory. Everything is obeying him. And then what took place, he gave man a free will. And let me read just a little. This will help us understand some things down through here, and I'll get back to it. He said, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone in thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, and workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee out as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. And I'm going to stop right there. There's more you can read on down through there, but this is where I want to get. The Bible talked about, it said, and when it said, while men slept, the enemy came and he sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Now, the first time that took place was over here. The Bible said, the Lord wrote this and penned it down. He said, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Amen. He said, he created this perfect place for mankind. He created a place there that man could dwell. There's no sickness, heartaches, dying, or nothing Amen. Like that. But all of a sudden, you find out that the devil slipped in. And I want to say how he slipped in. He slipped in with all these coverings, all these diamonds, jewels, my God, he walked in as a great light. This is what I want to say. He said, I know you've been down in the garden and you've sowed a seed down there in the garden. Yeah. You sowed a seed in Eve down there in the garden. I mean, my God, now you've got, she lied. She said, we've got a man of the Lord. That man was of the devil. Cain was of the devil. There's a tare sowed there. Now, what I want to say is all this. I mean, I've thought about me and John, and I think Robert been talking about some different things about this. I mean, I've always looked back, and I've thought about heaven as this perfect place and undefiled place and all that, but it was not so. Got quiet, didn't it? I mean, the Bible said, it said, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast on the holy mountain of God. There's a time in heaven that things wasn't exactly perfect because the devil sinned. He sinned in that garden. But, I mean, and the thing about this, even, and you say, well, that was only for a short period. No, that was for a long period. I'll read it over in Revelations to you here in a few minutes when that got took care of. But there's a long period of time. I mean, in the book of Job, the Bible said that those sons of God appeared before the Lord and Satan appeared unto him also. There was a time that they was going in and out of heaven. And he said, where have you been? He said, I've been going to and fro in the earth. He's still going to and fro in the earth. And you better wake up. And I better wake up. And this world better wake up to this fact that he's not down here playing around. I'll read it to you in a few minutes. Oh, he's not down here playing around. He's sowing seed.
Yeah.
Now, I said this a few weeks back. You know what bothers me? Right now we have these open borders, and I'm not getting political this morning. I'm not worried about people from Honduras or China or anywhere like that coming across our borders. I'm worried about natural brute beasts coming across our borders. I'm worried about this crowd that has no conscience, has no feeling. See, the Bible said the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And that too, that their father is the devil. That's the first murderer that there was. It was Cain. I mean, that's what's in them. They're natural brute beasts. They're made to be taken and destroyed. Now, see, there's a time in heaven, and the thing about it is, I don't know how that took place. I don't know if a third part of them fell all at once. I don't know if the devil kept going back and drawing them away with his beauty. I read this where there's tabrets, there's with his music, all of these different things that he had. I mean, as far as I know, he's the musical leader in this thing. There's a whole lot of youngins and a whole lot of other people gets drawn away with God with a whole lot of different things. Now, you might not be a natural brute beast, but you sure can be drawn away with one.
Amen.
I want to read some scary things to you. I want to just go on over here to Revelation chapter 12. And I'm going to read this is it. This goes right along with it. This is when this takes place. See, he's out there sowing. He's been sowing. And the thing about this, when you look at him, listen to me. You can't see the difference in a wheat and a tare until it heads out.
That's right.
Amen. You can't see the difference. You think this is Johnny walking around over here. Johnny's full of the devil. I'm not talking about lost. That's the first part of Matthew 13. I'm talking about the devil in him. I'm talking about his devil, the father. His father. His literal father. That's how it happened. The Bible said over in 1 John, Cain being of the wicked one.
Amen.
Now let me talk about this a little bit. The Bible said in chapter 12 of Revelations, and there appeared a great cloud in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. There's a reason that we read in the Christmas story in about that time when Herod wanted to kill Jesus. I mean, there's something that got on him. He was threatened when he seen him. They called him the King of the Jews, King of Kings. Lord God, that threatened him. He said, we got to get rid of this one. That was the work of the devil, working through Herod, working through that king. Working through all of that, the devil said, I got to get rid of this little feller. I know who that is. And then the Bible said, and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was called up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled in the wilderness, which she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. The Bible said, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against the angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Now listen, this is where this take place. The Bible said that her child was called up unto God to the throne. Now, this is what took place. And I'll read it down here in a minute. And I'm not just going to throw it out there willy-nilly and not show it to you in the Scriptures. But there's a point after his birth, 33 years later, he went back up to the throne and he took his own blood and even heaven, where sin was in there for a while, and Satan was able to come in and go in and out and go in the Bible. I'll read it to you, where he was able to be an accuser of the brethren. But when he took his own blood and he placed it on that mercy seat, and he sanctified that place again and said, sin will never end anymore. This is a place that will never be defiled anymore. And the Bible said that the devil was kicked out. It wasn't until he ascended back up to the throne and sanctified that place again, thank God, that that was when the devil was kicked out. That blood business, that's why he don't want the blood preached. He don't want you to know about the cleansing power of the blood, because he knows if you ever get the blood on you, that the sanctified place, that the holy place, he has no more rule, no more reign. You need the blood. He can mess with your flesh, he can do things, but your soul he can't mess with. When the blood is applied, thank God, he's done. He's kicked out. He no more rules and reigns over you. Sin hath no more rule over you. Chuck preached Thursday night, grace ruled unto righteousness. Ain't that good? It's the grace of God that rules now. But it said this, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not. Say, why couldn't he prevail? Because the blood's there. The Bible said, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil, Satan, which delivered, which deceived the whole world. Hey, let me say this. It ain't just been the last little bit people's been deceiving and being deceived. It was from the first man that was down here, when he made her, when a wife was made for her, she was deceived. The devil didn't wait long. The Bible said over in Ezekiel, I saw you down in the garden. You was down in that Eden of the garden. Listen, but it's cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole earth, the whole world. He was cast into the earth. And his angels was cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying, now has come salvation. Amen. And strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, Amen. Which accuseth them before our God day and night. That's all he done. Stayed up there accusing the brethren. But now the blood's placed. And he's out. But listen, it gets kind of sketchy here in just a second. The Bible said, and they overcame him. This is the only way you will overcome him. This is your only chance. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. I mean, the only chance you got to escape the devil and being deceived by him is by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony that you'll have when you meet God. Amen. That's your only chance. Look at this next verse. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Don't you think that was a happy day when the devil was kicked out? And he can't come back in, and there's no more accusing of the brethren and all that. Boy, ain't that a happy day. Thank God that you realize. I mean, there's nobody up there. Down here, people can say this or that about you, but there's nobody up there that knows anything about your sins. You can't be accused. Thank God they're forgotten, they're forgiven, and all is gone. But there's one little problem. Read the next. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. Here's where our problem is right now. Heaven is fixed. There's nothing that enter in that defiles. Heaven is took care of. Thank God the blood's there. The blood's there. The blood's been applied to the mercy seat. They're rejoicing. There's nobody that can go up there and accuse the brethren anymore. But whoa! Here's our problem. This is what we're dealing with now. Woe to the... Seeing God gets the blame for it. There'll be a storm come through town, tear down town, and they'll say that's an act of God and we're not covering it. That's not an act of God. That's an act of hell itself. Whether we like it or whether we don't, he's cast down and he said, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. We've got to deal with that feller now. You've got to deal with him. But I want to say this, not only you have to deal with him, but you'll have to deal with him when you're sitting here lost and undone, going to hell, and the Son of God, the Holy Ghost, come by and talks to you. You'll have to deal with the devil too. He wants you to go to hell. Some of you sitting here, when's the Lord going to deal with me? Quit listening to the devil and he might. There's somebody here, there's an opposition to you, there's somebody trying to drag you off into hell, and it's the blood of Jesus, the only thing that can save you. They've said it time and time again. I mean, when he talks to you, you better run to him. That's your only chance. Forget all this other business. Mama can't help you and daddy can't help you. Mama and papa can't help you. The preacher can't even help you. It's going to be the blood of Jesus. It's going to be the Son of God. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony.
Amen.
See, we're down here in the Bible said this, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and to the sea, for the devil has come down to you. Listen, he ain't coming to be your friend neither. For the devil is come unto you having great wrath because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Hey, it ain't no wonder hell's a raging. His time's about up. But the problem is, yours is too. You think I'm just young. I've got all the time in the world. Honey, you may not have much time. See, it's scary. The devil's come with wrath. He'd like to wipe you out just as quick as possible. We say, well, death is no respecter of person. Honey, it ain't death, it's the devil.
Amen.
Death is appointed by God. For the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
The devil would like to go ahead and drag you into that. Now listen, he said he knoweth he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. You know why Israel's going through so much right now?
Amen.
This very verse. He hates Israel.
Amen.
He hates the children of Israel because they brought forth this man-child.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a Jew. She was of the lineage of David. She hates Israel with a passion. You know why the Holocaust happened? Because this right here, the devil hates Israel with a passion. You know how I know our government is so corrupt right now? They won't stand with Israel anymore. They do it with their mouth, but their heart is far from it. That's scripture right there. They worship with, but their heart, they ain't in it. They're speaking out of both sides. They're sorry. In fact, I think we got a bunch of natural brute beasts in our government, whether you think so or not. I can almost prove it to you. We got a bunch up there that say they're Jews, and I guarantee you they are not. They are tares. You got one Jew up there that's saying we need to get rid of Netanyahu, need to reelect. A Jew he needs to mind his own business. But he says he is, but he's not. I believe he's a tare. The Bible said, how you know? The Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, man speaketh. I can listen to their mouth and find out what's in their heart. Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.